Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2009. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, friends, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show couch tour as we're coming at you live from another couch. How did I do last night? I was so exhausted from the trip to Minnesota. Just like you hear Ron Paul said, Minnesota. I just had to do the show from the couch. I got some good feedback. It's like, you should do that more often. You're just laid back. But I'm sitting on it. I'm not laying down tonight, but watching
all right,
the sunset.
I'm actually sitting in a bean bag myself. So
bean bag, really? Do you have a lava lamp next
Why
to you?
Of course I do. Do they still even? Do they even make lava lamps anymore?
No, it became too cruel to collect the lava because there were little lava microorganisms that were being killed. So there were protests and everything. So they had to stop making lava lamps altogether. Can you imagine? Yes, I just made that up, Super Don. I just made that up.
I think you're the one with the lava lamp here. This is like day two on the great Robert Scott Bell cannabis tour.
No, it's a couch tour. No cannabis involved, unfortunately. No. But down in Sarasota now, getting ready for our lecture tomorrow evening. I'll go back up to Tampa at Abby's Health and Nutrition. Looking forward. And if you haven't ever met Op-Ed, what a cool guy. Hopefully he's there with his wife and who knows whoever else you're going to bring. And we've got an evening session. So tomorrow's going to be interesting. We'll have, I'm already talking about tomorrow. Living in the future. What's wrong with you? We've got Jonathan Emord hosting Sacred Fire of Liberty. I'll see what other things we can put together for tomorrow because we're doing double duty. We're on the show and we're doing a presentation at the, Abby's Health and Nutrition. But tonight, no, watching the sunset over the Gulf Coast, not so bad. And we have, lots of things to discuss. Ty Bollinger is going to be with us outside the box, TMB, of course. If you have any questions or comments about the truth about cancer, a global quest, you can call in 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I understand there may be a Republican debate going on simultaneous to this. We'll see if there are any more vaccination fireworks. I tend to doubt it after the mainstream media learned its lesson. Don't bring up vaccines. It's only going to encourage them. But it would be good to have that being discussed. We know the Democrats will not because they're in basically a lock, stock, and barrel to the pharmaceutical fraud that is vaccination. And it's a hard thing for people to conceive of, Super Don, still. Even though, our longtime listeners probably are, if they're not all the way with us, they recognize there are problems with the paradigm. And, big part of those problems are that there's no double-blind placebo-controlled studies to determine safety or efficacy. And the claims that vaccines work are anecdotal. And, they'll say they're epidemiological. That's a fancier way of saying they're anecdotal, but with better pedigree, so to speak. So we can do some science tonight. TB versus AIDS, we got that. Scientists urging a new initiative. Are we going to the moon again? We're going to find out about that. We got some discussion of allergies and even a mention of Jon Stewart. Oh, my gosh. That could be dangerous. Oh, Super.
Now, are you sure you want to do that? You got yourself in some trouble the last time you talked about Jon Stewart.
Well, I don't know why I got in trouble. I mean, he was the one that – Allie, we'll get to that. 866-939-BELL. Op-Ed is working on the notes. They'll be up at robertscottbell.com. Links to all of the upcoming events, including November 7th, a Saturday afternoon at Vitality Bistro. If you want some raw organic food – they have some cooks, some soups and things, too, now. And they have organic coffee for Super Don. We'll have a good event there. But tomorrow night, Tampa, come on down. See us. It's not at the casino. No, I'm sorry. I don't do this at the casino.
They have casinos in Tampa?
Yeah, they have a you know how it is, Indian reservations that allow for gambling.
So we're talking like video slots and stuff like
that. No. This is a full-on Hard Rock Cafe casino.
Really?
That they have. Yeah, full-on, all the way. They have that in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, too. And they do big business, evidently, and they bring in big names. But they haven't brought me in yet, so not so big, right?
Yeah, no. They haven't quite got there yet.
Yeah. No, I'm too little for that. Anyway, I'm happy to be on board with you. It's a casual evening again. We've got some good stories to cover, and if you have questions, you can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go through the website at robertscottbell.com. I guess we'll start with some fraudulent science about psychiatric drugs and GMOs and everything in between. This is an article our friends at Natural News have. Ethan Huff put it out there, from psych drugs to GMOs, how fraudulent science is run by corporations that profit from selling poisons. Now, interesting day I had, Super Don. I had to travel again, and I should be resting for a week, but I'm not yet. And I got to meet with a research scientist in the nanotechnology field.
Ooh.
Yeah. He worked for NIST, which is a government scientific organization. Can you look up the acronym NIST? And see if you can dig that out, because it's pretty technological and science, right? And I want to relate some of the things we talked about, because it's really kind of cool. NIST is where he worked with the government. And they were interesting as far as a group, because they were outside of some of the politics and the economics that unfortunately color and corrupt scientific inquiry and scientific endeavor on the government level, like, for instance, at NIH or CDC or FDA, these kind of places, even National Cancer Institute, things like that, where the money is just flowing from big pharma. Therefore, the research is tainted and colored by that necessity to promote their products in a monopoly market. So this hijacking of modern science, I said it, just like a lot of things like Obamacare, 100 years in the making, it didn't happen overnight. The idea of raising money for cancer research, for instance, is not necessarily new. What was new in the past, a long time ago, was that there was a time when these wealthy industrialists, Carnegie, Rockefeller, etc., funded these things to be good altruists in the midst of their monopoly practices, to say, hey, we're not such bad fellows. Look what we're paying for. And, of course, the research that they paid for, interestingly enough, led to the drugs that they got patented and monopoly protection on that they could then sell to you. Or have a third party pay for it. And eventually they figured out, why are we giving all of our own money for this endeavor? Despite the fact that they were making it all back and then some, they came up with the idea of this concept of matching funds, right? Saying to John Q. Public and Susie Q. Public, if you guys and gals will pony up a few bucks, we will match everything dollar for dollar. And you can feel good about yourself because you're helping us cure cancer, right? In the meantime, as I said, all the drug research money that you threw in there that was matched by the Carnegie and Rockefellers, etc., they used to be thrown in 100%. Now they're thrown in 50%. They could throw in 1,000%. They still wouldn't see the bottom of their money barrel. And, they played a psychological game on the people. And since then, you've seen the rise of the private charities, the 501c3s, the Pink Komen Race for the Cure, all of these things to dupe people to raise money and feel good about their efforts in curing cancer. And they manipulate those particularly who have lost loved ones to cancer. They tug at the heartstrings. So who would want to attack them? And I'm not attacking them. I'm just acknowledging that the way that you have been pulled emotionally into this game is deceptive at best. It's evil at worst, because it takes money away that would otherwise perhaps be spent on real research that would prevent and reverse cancer, for instance. So this article on fraudulent science run by corporations, that profit from selling the poisons, it's an old story, but it's renewed here, and even the New York Times is now forced to cover it. GlaxoSmithKline, last September, it was revealed doctored studies to promote popular drug Paxil as a treatment for depression, turning out that the drug isn't safe or effective in any way. Yet millions of young teens and children have been prescribed this mind-altering medication. And then there was the old one a few years back. 60 papers that appeared to have passed the peer review process were pulled from an international journal after it was revealed that they had been illicitly approved by phony reviewers. phony reviewers. If we go back a little further, in 2009, 21 peer-reviewed studies favoring high-profile drugs like Pfizer's Bextra, Lyrica, and Celebrex. These are the COX-2 inhibiting drugs that led to so many heart attacks and strokes, etc. And these things, this is an ongoing thing. When do people wake up, Super Don, and see that there's a pattern here? This is not a one-off. It happens again and again and again.
Yeah. And it doesn't take long to be able to see that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that for a long time. All you have to do is just, you know, follow the news cycle. And you see these patterns. We have called it so many times when, for example, a study comes out and it's a damning study on some particular drug. And then we'll look at each other and we'll go, okay, just wait for it, wait for it. And then 2 weeks later, another study just pops up out of nowhere talking about how this particular drug that was looked at in a bad way 2 weeks ago now suddenly will prevent the clubbing of defenseless baby seals.
Right.
It's just out of nowhere, you know, this thing pops
up. But,
you know,
right.
Another point I want to make on this article is that, you know, is science finding itself hijacked by corporations? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget who the foot soldiers, unwittingly, I will say, because they're all a bunch of dumbasses.
Okay.
But the foot soldiers, I'm probably going to piss off some people if they happen to hear this, is the skeptic movement.
Yeah.
These guys have no idea. They're so busy staring at their own belly button that they don't realize that they're furthering the agenda of the corporations that want these guys out there trying to squash the, you know, the dissent out there of anybody who opposes the quote science. These are the guys. Wow. They're like puppets, you know? I mean, they just they get them to go out there and spread this message that they program them into spreading. And they think that they're defending some great thing, and really all they're doing is just doing the bidding of the corporation.
Yeah, so check this out. Also, there was a big one on anesthesiology, one seminal paper that turned out to be fraudulent that, like, hundreds of papers were based on. It left the whole field of anesthesiology in a tizzy, if you will. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. TB rivaling AIDS or vice versa. We'll get to that story after this, talking more infectious disease and what to do about it next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I just noticed our good friend Nick Branigan's got a show called The Organic Movement, playing on his name Nick. Going to be joining Talk Network, which is awesome. November, I think it looks like. So, Super Don, you've been busy. Of course, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN, our syndicator, and around the world on Talk Network, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and UK Health Radio as well. So thank you to all the listeners out there that listen either live or after the fact as a podcast. It doesn't go bad. This information is that good. So we're talking about NIST. I mentioned NIST. And the one I was looking for was not the one you gave me. What did you give me for NIST?
Let's see. I gave you which? What did I give you? Now I can't remember. Oh, the Nairobi International School of Theology.
No, that was not. See, I was dealing with a scientist, not from the Nairobi School of Theology. It was from the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
Oh, NIST. Okay.
And it's an agency that is not really corrupted in the same way that other agencies have been, and they try to do good work. And this guy, we were talking about silver, and it's safe. His role as a safe antimicrobial, that it is not harmful. They've found it in nanotechnological manifestations out in nature, as well as that which is being added in through, you know, however it's being produced, colloidal silver, etc. And it's, come on, it's clear now. He says this is not a danger to anyone. But, of course, there's pushback from other agencies on this issue. So I'll have a lot more to describe because I'm just, like, digging deeper into the silver nano concept and worked with it for many years. But as I understand more about it, I want to relate that to all of you because I certainly enjoy bringing the power to heal back to you, and that's one of the things that does it as well or better than anything. And this relates to infectious disease for the moment because there is a story here I wanted to cover, which I kind of find unusual in how they headline this. It says, tuberculosis now rivals AIDS as leading cause of death, according to the WHO. Now, I don't look for good science from the WHO. Occasionally, we can go, oh, okay, they're right on that. But as a rule, not a good idea. They say this, for the first time, tuberculosis infections rivaled HIV/AIDS as leading cause of death from infectious diseases, the World Health Organization said in a report released on Wednesday. What are they saying here? Because tuberculosis has been, as far as infectious disease goes, the most people are killed by it than any other infectious disease year in, year out. And this has been going on for decades, if not hundreds of years. TB. For them to say now TB has caught HIV/AIDS, this is nonsense. Absolutely nonsense. And in fact, what?
No, I'm just envisioning, like, could you imagine, like, Robert Gallows, like, sitting there, like, having his morning coffee and reading his paper, and somebody's like, hey, did you hear? Did you hear? We're number two now.
Right. Yeah, no, I know. For them,
what? Oh, no, we can't have that.
Right. And, of course, you know, because AIDS got all the PR, and they focused on killing a retrovirus that they couldn't even detect. You got $1.4 billion gap in the amount of funding needed supposedly for TB interventions versus what's being done for AIDS. But remember, if you test positive on this bogus HIV test and you have TB and you die, you don't die of TB, you die of AIDS. If you have test positive on this bogus HIV test and you die of malaria or a diarrheal disease or even Ebola, they'll say you died of AIDS. This is how the game is played. This is how the stats are run. And in Africa, we've talked about this, and you can see witness to this in Africa in the documentary film House of Numbers. You don't even have to test positive on a test. You just have to have a series of diseases, two of which on a list of 120 perhaps, and you happen to be underweight, right? And you happen to, you know, just a series of symptoms. And then you are automatically categorized as AIDS, and it doesn't matter what killed you, it's automatically called an AIDS death. And so even though the immune deficiency is real, and I've never disputed that, the claim and the link of the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, is completely fictitious. And I say that with all confidence because the test itself does not detect HIV. It never has. It never will. It's nonspecific. It's cross-reactive. It reacts to so many things. So if we're going to argue TB, we've got to argue all of the things that are necessary in recovery of health. And that means good nutrition, detoxification, yes, microbial reduction of burden. And that can be done with the silver hydrosol we've talked about for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So helping you parse through some of the claims in the mainstream media, because most of them, well, they're as bad as an HIV test.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, Dan Marino, a longtime listener, not the football quarterback, Dan Marino, our good buddy from New York, Dan.
Oh.
I know. He posted a meme on our fans page, fans of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I just noticed it. This meme is great. Human DNA is found in hot dogs, and everyone goes crazy. Aborted fetal tissue human DNA listed as an ingredient in vaccines. Crickets. Yeah. The media is kind of selective in what they want to cover here in terms of outrage. You're not all outraged about aborted
fetal
tissue.
You don't mess with America's hot dogs, man. Come on.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Perspective is needed. All right. We got a lot to do in this segment. Remember the, I know we're really not old enough for the moonshot. The early 1960s, they started this thing, a 10-year, you know, Kennedy says, we're going to go to the moon, right? And it was this national initiative. And now there's another one that scientists are urging. We need money. Lots of it. Billions. Maybe trillions. Scientists urge national initiative on what? Not going to the moon, but going up. What did you say? Moon River. Well, why do you? There's a joke there somewhere.
And now we're not going to the moon. They want to go through the moon.
Through the moon, right? This is a different moon that they're talking about. They're talking about the microbiome and microbiomes. Right? External and internal. Scores of leading scientists on Wednesday urged the creation of a major initiative to better understand the microbial communities critical to both human health and every ecosystem. And I, I'm not going to argue that we don't need more study there, but is this a play to depart taxpayers from their money to fund the careers of scientists who prior to this were working on drugs and now suddenly realize, well, maybe if we can make drugs based on microbes, or maybe we can patent and synthesize these microbes, we can make a lot of money. Two papers published simultaneously.
You know what fascinates me, though, Robert?
What?
When you and I, when I got started with you 10 years ago, did you see the term microbiome even in the news at all ever?
No, it was not. No.
I mean, microbiome. What the hell's a microbiome, right? You know, people be like, "Huh?" And now everything is about the gut. It's about the microbiome.
Yeah.
That just fascinates me.
Where do I go now? I've been talking about it for years. Scientists called for a government.
I think you're done. I think you need to go.
Yeah, I can retire.
Now.
I can hang out on the couch and not do a radio show. The scientists called for a government-led effort akin to the Brain Initiative, a monumental multi-year project intended to develop new technology to understand the human brain. Quote from Jeffrey Miller, the director of California Nanosystems Institute of UC Los Angeles. Says, this is the beginning of a shot to the moon, right? Different kind of moon, as we say. There's so much to learn and so many benefits of learning it. You know, they've been dealing with this since, what, thousands of years. Thousands of years, microbiome. And there's a picture on this article, if you check it out. It'll be up in the links at robertscottbell.com soon. Op-ed's working on it. Where they have a picture of the Gulf of the exploding, oil platform. Right. They said that oil rig explosion altered the diversity of microbes in the Gulf of Mexico. I don't doubt that, but I really believe they're looking the wrong direction, because if you have oil leaking from the earth as oil, there's a way that nature can remediate it. But what they did is they utilized BP-owned a patent on Corexit, and they allowed BP to profit off of the cleanup of their own screw-up. And Corexit, as a synthetic, altered the microbiome much worse. When there were things, and we covered them on this show, microbiological life forms that could alter the oil. And all the Corexit did was caused it to dissipate down to the bottom instead of float on the top where everybody would see it and go, how awful. So those that were using microbes to remediate these things were shut out of any government funding, grants, or approval. And those who were using synthetic chemicals that altered the microbiome for the worse were embraced and profited handsomely, particularly the company that screwed up in the Gulf the first time. Isn't that just like it? So I'm not too willing to say, yeah, just throw all the money on a shot to the moon that you sit on to figure this thing out. I think people are figuring it out outside of that initiative. Just a sense,
yes,
I got.
Sir.
Just a sense I got. Now, what else? Now, this would be a moment of duh. We'll just go through this real quick. The narcotic story? Narcotic painkiller use in adolescents may raise risk of adult addiction. Narcotic painkiller use in adolescents may raise risk of. So they facilitate the synthetic. We're not talking about cannabinoid receptors now. We're talking about the opioid receptors. You stimulate them in youth with these synthetics, and suddenly they now find that it may lead to adult addiction. I mean, you've given these kids, these teenagers, experience in the use of pain-killing drugs and altering their state into the so-called drug bliss, and you're surprised by this? Do they test these things on kids? No. So, again, I come back to, why not CBD? Why not even THC or a combination of both in the cannabis plant? If you're worried about addiction, we already know that it's not addicting. It's not. And, of course, we put some aspect of the drug industry out of business. And, of course, I know they're biding their time to synthesize and patent forms of cannabis for this use anyway. But it's not going to be the same thing. Let's see. What do we got? What else? Ooh. Yeah, we were going to mention John Stewart. Do you think it's okay now? Do you think time has elapsed enough that I can mention him?
I don't know. It might be too soon. I mean, are you going to make any references to, say, Germany back in the 40s or so?
Well, yeah, the Jewish press attacked me and said I called him a Nazi, in which I did no such thing. And you bore witness to that. I think we had the audio, and then we listened. It's like, no, I didn't call John Stewart a Nazi. I said he was promoting Nazi-like tactics when this happened, many months ago now.
He's Jewish, and you said the word Nazi. That's just, you can't do that. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're Jewish, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I didn't call him a Nazi. The point is, and they were freaking out about it. I said, no, he's promoting Nazi-like tactics and calling out parents of children who are not vaccinated. And ostracizing them as if, to put a Star of David on them. And it upset me greatly. I went on a rant. But I did not call him a Nazi. And now he's doing something good. Not that he'd never done anything good. I mean, I don't hate John Stewart any more than I hate, who was the other guy we had to call out on? Jimmy Kimmel, remember when he attacked the parents? It isn't about that. It's about calling them out on the stupid things that they do or say. I mean, they should be held accountable, should they not? I mean, if I say something stupid, call me out on it. It's okay. John Stewart quits comedy, starts Animal Sanctuary to rescue abused factory farm animals. And that's, that's the heart, a soft spot of a guy who's, putting some of his money where his mouth is. And I have no problem, and I applaud that. I think that's great. The thing is, I don't know if he's come out against GMOs officially or not. I did see, I don't know if you did, Super Don, I saw that who's the other Jimmy? Fallon on The Tonight Show?
Fallon, right.
Yeah, had the guy Pharrell, right? Didn't he do Happy, the song Happy?
Yep.
And I didn't see the context of this, but they did a song. I don't know if it was made up on the spot, but Pharrell says, and I don't eat GMOs or don't eat GMOs. And I thought, wow, that was pretty cool.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw that clip, but I caught that earlier today briefly.
I did not see that. So apparently Pharrell does not eat GMOs.
Yeah, and they let that out on the Tonight Show. That's pretty big, I think. So you know, stuff's shifting, stuff's happening. I'm not a you know, a negative nanny. There are positive things that are going on here, and I like covering them. Now, here's one that I don't know if it is positive, but it's just a news story. We have to cover it. Goes to my status as a poster boy for allergies. Did you see that? This kid that's allergic to everything.
Everything. Yes.
Everything.
Now, that's something you can kind of relate to, can't you?
Well, I mean, I was borderline boy in the plastic bubble. I was allergic to a lot of things. When they tested me when I was a kid, I almost everything inflamed in the test. They said, man, this guy is allergic to tomatoes, to this, to that, you know, animal dander, dust, mold, ragweed, you name the pollen, lots of different foods. This Utah teenager puts me to shame, though. They say he's allergic to all food. Utah teenager fears eating could kill him because of a rare condition means he's allergic to virtually everything. Now, man, how bad does it have to get when you've got people that can't eat at all? And this guy, they've now put in a stomach tube. They're bypassing his mouth. Now, the question is, how is it that he can eat that way? You know, what is it about the upper GI, the mouth, throat, esophagus, that is hyper-responding and hyper-reacting to anything and everything he puts in there? To me, this is an extreme case of, well, leaky gut somewhere in the realm, but that you have a hyper-immune response that is so vicious that anything he puts in his mouth could send him into an anaphylaxis scenario. Stomach convulsions, brain fog, muscle pain, extreme headaches. I mean, this is just messed up. I mean, I know people are allergic to environmental elements like perfumes, paints, car filters, freshly cut grass, latex car. I mean, you know, there's a lot of environmental sensitivities, but is this a sign of things to come if we don't correct our ways? Or is he one off? Because you hear about these people from time to time. Have you ever actually met someone like this?
I haven't personally, but it's funny because you mentioned freshly cut grass. I actually was allergic to that when I was a young kid.
What are you eating? I mean, this guy can't eat and you're eating. That's about as rude as anything you will ever do on the show. Have some compassion. Have some sympathy.
What, I'm not supposed to eat because somebody else can't?
Exactly. You know you don't care. You just don't care about these people. You should stop
eating. You remember that the next time that we're on the air and you talked to me about how your wife just brought in some organic chocolate chip muffin pie cookie
saying,
thing or something.
Your insensitivities are offending me. You eat when this kid can't. You should be starving too. Now, I'm looking at the things that he's taking.
Well, okay, I guess I'm eating crow now. Is that okay?
No, Super Dom, just teasing you. But, I mean, I think it's a disaster when you have these scenarios coming up, and allopathic medicine is the only place they can go. By the way, this kid is drinking water in a plastic bottle that has leached thousands of petrochemicals into it. Maybe somebody ought to give him a clue that it isn't the allergy, but it's what might have caused it. And that could be the deficiencies. It could be this. What? What?
Let's be very sensitive. How about we talk about another allergy story in the next segment?
All right. We'll do one more allergy story to balance it out. Okay. You can bring it up when we come back. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com. Op-ed is put the notes up. Back with more allergies after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Tide Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're getting some more allergies in just a second. I just want to spotlight a new section in the show notes that Op-Ed put together. Epic Times Video Reports. If you want to see RSB and Super D sparring, we don't spar, no, we don't. We talk about a lot of these issues in the news and in a video format, 5-6 minute segments. They're available at Epic Times, and Op-Ed made a nice, easy link for you. So if you go to the show notes, and you can click on them, and you can watch them. Also, at robertscottbell.com in the show notes, you will see questions of the day often there. You will also see links to our sponsors, events, including the upcoming event tomorrow evening at Abby's Health and Nutrition in Tampa, and November 7th in, well, Vitality Bistro. So check it out. Tell your friends. Now, another allergy story, Super Don. How can we top the allergy story of the kid who's allergic to everything?
Well, listen, you pointed out the fact that I was actually eating in the last segment was mm-hmm. disrespectful
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
this poor kid could not eat.
Yeah.
So I decided that let's continue on with the allergy topic here. And in honor of this last story,
mm-hmm.
Fox News has a very important article here. The headline reads, "Can you be allergic to your underwear?"
So what are you telling me now? You took off your underwear for the segment?
Are you disappointed?
No, I just like you know,
okay.
After you first
right,
you
no,
eat,
I did
now
not.
You that
I,
would actually
I,
honor I, the people who are allergic to their underpants. that's crazy. I'm not wearing my underpants. Susie? Put on your... No, I'm allergic to them.
All
I have
right.
A note
wow.
from my doctor.
You know what? I've underestimated you broadcasting on the couch. You've gotten me twice now. That's good.
I'm just, you know... Hey, listen, the allergies are serious. I mean, we don't mean to make light of them. I mean, it upsets me when I see folks that... Especially that last case. But this was kind of strange because they mentioned a few unusual allergies, including an underwear allergy, which they actually say is a contact dermatitis. If you're allergic to fabrics, dyes, chemicals, preservatives, and clothes. And if that's the case, buy organic underpants. They exist. They do. Organic cotton. It's real. It's what people used to wear, as well as hemp. Hemp is a great clothing to wear.
I think everything used to be organic, didn't it?
Yeah, it's true. We didn't have to make a designation for clothes that were, you know, chemically grown in GMO.
Way back in the day, organic food was food.
Food,
right?
Yes, right. When food was food. Cold weather. They say it's a physical urticaria, which is a fancy word for hives. So some people in cold weather will get hives. You can actually use homeopathic remedies to counteract that, which is good. Exercise. This is, I mean, I don't know. Is this for real? An allergy to exercise? Is that how you claim to not do any exercise? I'm allergic to it?
Yeah, people who are allergic to exercise spend a lot of time on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see this. If they're saying you're going to get hives from exercise, sweating, the pores, you're detoxifying, I think it's more or less that scenario where you're pulling things out through the pores that create a dangerous scenario. That means there's some dangerous stuff in you, which comes back to the point that anybody with allergies that doesn't detoxify, you know, along with restoring the gut, you know, the gut integrity, is, you know, just chasing a symptom. And the last one here is, and I've heard about this, this is so bizarre, a water allergy. Allergic to water. 1 in 250 million people, they say. So then maybe 1.5 people in America are allergic to water.
Hmm.
Yeah. But they can drink juice and milk. There's water in all of that. I don't know. That one I just don't get. I mean, I would get on like, a King Bio water hydration formula or try the water with molecular hydrogen in it. Go to Echo. You know, you can get the robertswater.com and download the free ebook and see what you can do there. But, says if you believe you have an allergy, consult a doctor before taking any treatment. Except that when I consulted doctors as a kid, we put his kids through medical school, I'm sure. The amount of money he spent.
Right.
So,
hold on a second. You want an appointment? Hold on. I need to talk to my travel agent.
Right, exactly. And listen, there are so many other ways to take care of allergies. And those of you who are doing, what are those? Is Allegra and what are those other things that are always advertised for allergies very commonly? These big-name drugs. And I'm thinking, why are you on that? Did you even try to use, stinging
Claritin,
nettles tea? Claritin, right. Have you even tried homeopathic remedies for allergies? Good Lord. Even if you don't address them as deeply as I would like you to, you can at least get some symptomatic relief without poisoning your liver with things like Claritin and Allegra. Just think about it. There are other options. Open your mind, open your eyes, open your ears. Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you have suggestions, call me at 866-93.
Can I put my underpants back on now?
Please do, Susie, underpants. Go put them back on. We'll be back with Ty Bollinger because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
It's time for the TMB bump. I'm feeling more energized already just knowing you're around, Ty.
What's going on, RSV? How you doing, buddy?
This is the couch tour. I'm shows around the country on people's couches. I did that in Minnesota. I did it at home last night. I'm here in Sarasota doing the same thing again. And like I said, eventually I'll rebound. But for now, it's just casual RSP and TMB hour.
Cool. How does someone from Minnesota say the city that you're in?
I'm in?
Yeah, you're in Sarasota.
Sarasota. And we have a special guest joining us, a surprise special guest, our good buddy Theo Quinto.
Hey.
You may know of him from Natural Immunogenics. And he's hanging out at the City by the Sea and having a good time here and hosting me on a wonderfully comfortable couch. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you.
It's good to visit. Good to visit. So, TMB, we got lots of stories to cover. And by the way, let me ask Theo, did you catch any of The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest?
Absolutely. I'm like five episodes or six episodes deep already.
All right. Yeah, and there's nine. It's like, Ty, I don't know how people, unless they just unplug from the world to go to that level of intensity, because the amount of information that was given out in that, it's like you have to watch it multiple times.
You know, I've I've seen it many times, you know, creating it and scripting it and putting it together. And almost every time something else hits me that I didn't realize was there the first time. There's a lot of information to get. And so that's why you got to be able to go back and watch it several times to glean all the information that you can from it. It's really amazing, the feedback that we've gotten from people. We're really, really thankful, really humbled by how many people have watched it and, you know, benefited from learning some of the information in it. You know, we're getting emails from all over the world and, you know, up to 20 or 30 countries, I think it is now, that we've gotten emails from where people are saying, hey, we watched the series. It's changed my life already. You know, I know somebody that watched your series last year. And that's why we do what we do is just to help change the world. And we're just a small piece and you're small pieces. And we're doing it together as a team.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a small fry. But
the reality is everyone's a small fry.
Yeah.
But when all the small fries team up together, mm-hmm. we become a big fish, and then we can help.
Yep. Don't get in my belly.
Not in my belly, fish.
Yes. Anyway, so here we go. We got an hour of stepping outside the box with you. By the way, all the orders in on time. Hopefully, everybody put their orders in for the truth about cancer.
I hope so. Since you mentioned orders, we had to special order paper to get enough books printed. Once we presented the book, the biggest book, the full interview book that has 131 full interviews, a transcript of those 131, it's almost 1,200 pages big. It's almost as big of a book as you can actually print in one book. Otherwise, it would have had to be two books. And I think I mentioned this to you before, but I don't know if it was on the air, but they had a special order, 3.7 million pieces of paper is what it's going to take to print all the books that we're getting printed.
Unbelievable. Now, when you say 131, correct me if I'm wrong, is that everybody that participated, or is that just the doctors that participated, or how do you equate that into the book?
That's not everyone that participated. It's all the doctors, all the scientists, researchers. I think we got all cancer patients. But then there was a few that were just like short snippets here or there.
Right.
Really didn't get a full interview with. But yeah, the 131 it's pretty much everybody that participated. And it's a big book. I got the proof back, and it is a huge book. It reminds me of our interview last year, RSB, when we were at Casey Krejci's house in Orlando.
Right.
And you mentioned something was heavy, and you could work out with it and get big like me. I don't remember what the thing was.
What was it? Was your biceps were big from lifting, let's see.
I think you were mentioning maybe my cancer book, maybe Cancer Step Outside the Box.
Yeah,
you were saying
I think so.
Big book.
It was a big book, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Cancer Step Outside the Box is a shrimp. It is a minnow compared to this book. This is almost 1,200 pages, and it's about four inches tall.
Wow. Incredible.
But it's got everything in it. So that anyway, we've had good success so far getting all the stuff ordered, the DVDs, the books. So yeah, we're getting there.
And also that, you know, the expanded DVDs, does that mean all of the interviews that were edited down, that you unedited them, that you put full interviews on, that even some things that weren't aired?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the 131. You get the full interview transcripts, but you also get the DVD that has their full interviews on it as well.
Wow.
So, yeah,
wow.
You're going to get a lot of stuff that wasn't aired in the Quest.
That's just incredible. Is there much information? I think there's even more.
There's more. Yeah. There's more. You know, quite honestly, not many people are going to sit down and watch through 131 full interviews, but some will.
Yeah.
But that's why what we did is we took the best snippets and quotes and put it together in the 9 episodes. But there's going to be some people that want to just have it as a resource, which it is. It's a great resource.
Sure. Well, links are up in the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com. You can find out more there. Cures for cancer, causes for cancer. There's an interesting story about a new medicine that's an old medicine that people don't think about. We can get to. I don't know where you want to start, but I'm flexing with you, my friend, because I'm just on the couch relaxing.
Well, here's something interesting. It's a Washington Times article. Some study says mammograms haven't cut rate of advanced breast cancer. You know, that was one of the things that we dealt with in episode 2 was breast cancer and mammograms and the fact that they actually cause cancer and don't detect it early, and there's better options like thermography and so forth. It was interesting, though, after that aired, and I'm not saying this had anything to do with it, but I think 4 or 5 days after it aired, if you noticed last week, the American Cancer Society changed their recommendations for mammograms.
Yeah. Super Don, who is the leader of the Democratic Party? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is that her from Florida? You remember her?
I do remember her. She's hard to forget.
She's freaking out over what Ty Bollinger just said. Because the scientists are saying, hey, there's no need to start it so early. In fact, you know, we can delay it. It'd be okay. And she's absolutely freaking out about this. She says, no, no, no. Women have to have mammograms early. I mean, this is the dunderhead that leads the party that in California mandated vaccines for everybody without exemption, all kids, you know, if they wanted to go to school, even private school. And now is passing legislation to do the same for adults in certain circumstances. I'm saying I don't have a lot of, let's say, compassion for someone who argues for more ionizing radiation for women as a legitimate means of health care.
Yeah, more ionizing radiation so we can give them the very disease that we're trying to prevent. But it's so she went off the hook on that? Off the
handle? Yeah, I saw her. She's freaking out. She's like, this is outrageous. This must be a Republican plot. We've got to look at it. We've got to debate this. We can't stop these mammograms, right? And, of course, she references breast cancer in somebody or herself as the reason. It's like she's so ill-informed. I don't know why anybody thinks that she's doing anything good. If you're a Democrat, this woman should – it's embarrassing, absolutely embarrassing.
Yeah, and she, apparently she's just, you know, she's drank the Kool-Aid, but she hasn't read the studies because the studies are showing even the mainstream studies, the studies that we wouldn't even think are have any kind of an alternative slant. They're showing that mammograms do no good at best.
Right.
And at worst, they're actually causing other cancers. These are mainstream studies now, not just ones that we would cherry pick. They're coming out everywhere.
Yeah, but you remember how the mainstream media reports these things, even though it is sort of coming out, right? I remember, I think I mentioned it on the air with you, like there was this headline on USA Today, silver, nanoparticles of silver kill or damage epithelial cells, right?
In your gut,
right? And then when you go to the original source for the article, it turns out that those epithelial cells happen to be cancer cells. But they couldn't publish the fact that silver was killing cancer cells in the gut. It's like that's a no-no. So we just cut that part of it out, and we expect no one's going to look.
Well, and the problem is they don't publish truthful articles. And then when they do happen to publish the truth in articles, the doctors don't have time to read articles. Mm-hmm. They're too busy. And so that was one of the quotes from, I think, Dr. Blalock said, you know, because I asked him, why doesn't every oncologists include these spices that you've been talking about, you know, like turmeric and quercetin and dindolomethane, whatever it was. I can't remember. And he said, well, because they don't read the articles. They don't have time. And I think that's indicative of where we are. The doctors are so busy that they don't really even have time to read the articles. They read the footnotes of the articles. And if you remember I think it was the California report, which was one of the reports that was put out to indict vitamin B17 back in the early 50s by Dr. Krebs and his son were using to treat cancer.
Yeah.
The California report, all the doctors out there started citing the California report saying that B17 doesn't do anything with cancer. And in reality, they were citing the summary of the California report because they didn't have time to read the report. And it turns out the summary was 180 degrees different than what the report actually said.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's happening today with a lot of these topics. The doctors are reading the footnotes or they're the Cliff's Notes.
The Cliff Notes, just the overview or even the headline.
Yeah.
Sometimes the clincher of the article reveals it, but sometimes it doesn't. And so if you expect your doctor to be up on the latest science, you're expecting something that's not happening in most cases. Very unreasonable. The doctors that do read the studies, guess what? They stop doing chemotherapy. They don't do the radiation because they're like they have to acknowledge that they're actually causing cancer and causing or inducing death.
Well, they're causing the very thing they're supposed to be treating, and that's what the treatments do. That's what these modern treatments do.
And remember, I think that was it. Episode one that went to the heart of where this stuff was coming from. I mean, it was incredible the depth that it went to. Of course, having Matthias Rath on there just blew me away. I mean, I remember interviewing him years ago. The guy was so intense, but he was so excited to have you there. And I know you had to go through some hoops to get through to him to get him on that that series. It was a phenomenal addition.
I think he was too. Matthias was phenomenal. He was amazing, and the first episode, quite honestly, would not have been near as impactful without several of his quotes. Just the way that he breaks it down for us, and so I was really happy to get him on there, and we really did uncover the belly of the beast in episode one. I would encourage anybody that hasn't seen it, we're going to leave it up on YouTube forever.
Okay.
So I think we've got I don't want to say, but I think almost 800,000 views on that one episode.
Wow.
Already.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's going to get up to 1 million. It will get 1 million views.
Oh, it will. It will. Yeah. Yeah.
That's huge. And, again, this is impacting in ways that, you know, the humble and lovable TMB changing the world for the better. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you.
Thanks,
you're
buddy.
You're all right, my man. All right, we got it going on. We're going to talk about the most unusual cancer cure or medicine you've ever heard of, and you'll be shocked when we discuss it. We also have our buddy Theo Quinto hanging out, maybe chiming in occasionally, and, of course, Super Don on the board. Make it all sound so good. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Actually, I goofed. It's Daniel on the board back at GCN. I don't know what Super Don is on. Super Don, what are you on?
Heavy narcotics.
No heavy narcotics. That's not good.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That's a story we did about heavy narcotics. We don't want you on them, actually.
On fire, man.
That's better. Fire. That's good. Yeah, fired up, because TMB is firing us all up. Theo Quinto is hanging out with us tonight. And this one, TMB, you sent this story before we went to air. And this is really cool. I have to say, it's a surprise story. It says, finally, the battle with cancer is won. All about controversial treatment with medical petroleum.
Medical petroleum. Oh, yeah. I remember sending that to you here recently, just about half an hour ago. Now I'm trying to find it.
Oh, no, I have it. You know, what's interesting, when I would, you know, in my homeopathic years, we utilized something called petrolatum, which a lot of people know as Vaseline, right? Mm-hmm. We used it as a base for some of our ointments, and people objected, oh, it's petroleum. And yes, petroleum byproducts and all the things that they synthesize out of petroleum are nasty and toxic, but it is true that for thousands of years in the Middle East, where this petroleum was abundant, they refined it to the point where they just took out all the impurities, and they were left with something like kerosene. And they could even use the petrolatum, and it was medicinal. It wasn't the same as synthetic toxic petroleum products or byproducts that we have come to know today. So that's an interesting angle that many people don't know about.
It is interesting, and it's interesting that, you know, we're talking about purified distilled petroleum here, so pure. Mm-hmm. And so while, you know, people might hear that and say, really? You're going to treat the disease with oil or whatever, you know, whatever they might say. It's the same principle as when we're looking at cigarettes. It's not the it's not the tobacco that's actually going to be harming people. It's the additives. It's the chemicals. And it's the same with petroleum. If you get pure petroleum, it's a lot different than if you have the, you know, Vaseline petroleum jelly that you would get in the Walgreens or the CVS, right? It's a totally different product.
Yeah, think about it. Again, oil comes – we talked about this earlier with, you know, an oil spill in the Gulf, which is horrible looking. But if they could cap it, and then the nature can deal with these things because there are microorganisms that can work with it. These are not synthetic things that are foreign to the earth. But once you refine them, of course, they threw Corexit at it instead of letting the microbes take care of it. But in this case, again, I think it's really – and people are going to be upset with us talking about it, but there is a basis for oil as medicine, but not in the way that the Carnegie Rockefeller Foundations did it.
Yeah, that's right. And you look on – just like I just said with a cigarette example, it's not the product that hurts you. It's the additives to the product that hurts you most of the time.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, read up on that. We'll add that to the links eventually. But Super Don, blast that out through the social networks, because, again, it blows your mind. And the thing I like to do is, you know, open those minds, expand them to recognize that the things that we have preconceived notions about, there's always some angle that we didn't consider. And I'm glad you found that one. That's something we can look into more later.
Well, you know, when you started reading it, I actually thought you were about to going to say the benefits of medical marijuana, and then you went to petroleum. So I you lost me too. That was a good intro to the article.
I even snookered you, but that was good
you even snookered me, and I sent you the article.
Yeah, that's too funny, and I'm the one that's tired. What's going on with this picture? Something wrong with this picture. So anyway, petroleum, not all bad is the point. It's always a way of what you do with it and whether you alter it to make it toxic or not. So interesting stuff here. Now, let's see, what other stories we want to cover? Now, I don't know how we're even going to attempt to do this, but there's a story here on The Guardian in the UK says the 116 things that can give you cancer, the full list.
Well, we got time for one of them that we just talked about before the break, and that the number one on the list, of course, is tobacco smoking. Mm. But as we just mentioned, it ain't the tobacco that's bad for you. Most of the time, it's the chemicals that are in the tobacco and they process it, because the American Indians have been smoking pure tobacco for a millennia, and they've got almost no incidence of lung cancer. So it's not the tobacco itself. It's the chemical additives to it.
Right. And this is the thing with a simplistic statement. If we could just get people not smoking and eating better, and they never define it, right? And then they say, lower your cholesterol. Of course, they're wrong on so many counts. And by simplifying it in this way, they can not commit to the fact that the toxicological burden coming from industry, which supposedly funds them, which can never be pointed to, is really the source of all of this, and not these naturally occurring plants like the tobacco plant or like the cannabis plant, et cetera, that actually have beneficial impacts, good nutritional impacts on health.
And our problem is that we're all Uncle Buck, just like John Candy did in the movie. He was going from cigarettes, and he was going to work his way down to cigars, then he was going to work his way down to chewing tobacco, and so forth.
What happens with
bad habits?
What do you chew after the tobacco? Chew the fat.
Chew the fat, baby.
The fat is good for you, my friends. Be the fat. Eat the fat, and you will lose the fat. All right, we got lots more healing to go. It's Outside the Box with TMB, RSB here, Super D is there, and Theo Quino, if he's got something to chime in on, we might hear from him as well.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy. And also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're covering this long list of things that cause cancer in this newspaper article, 116 things. You know, I mentioned the Komen race for the non-cure. There's all kinds of things, something for the cure. You ran across somebody promoting what? Fit for the cure?
The cure today. Yeah, it's interesting. I was out and I was down close to one of the stores and was gassing up and went into the little place to pay the lady that was taking the money, and she had a little sign on her, a little sticker on her chest, and it said, "Ask me about Fit for the Cure."
Okay.
Now the ironic thing about it was, and this is not anything against people that are large, but she had to weigh 400 pounds.
Wow.
She could not get off of the chair to pick up anything. I mean, she was literally there, and she had a sign on it. It had a little pink ribbon, and it was all pretty, and it said, "Ask me about Fit for the Cure." And I'm like, are you serious? A 400-pound lady's wearing a sign about asking her about how to be fit? I mean, it just shows you the nonsensicalness, if that's even a word, of these campaigns. Race for the Cure, Run for the Cure. I remember in the Quest for the Cures, this last one, the Global Quest, Dr. Wolf, he said, you know, I can't even go buy groceries without having somebody ask me to donate to one of these things for the cure. And that it's really become so commercialized now that it's like, what exactly does that mean? Ask me about Fit for the Cure. What is that? That's just another way to get you to put some money into the chest so we can send it to the American Cancer Society and they can spend it on fundraising and extravagant vacations for their board of directors.
Yeah. TMB, I just went through the 116, all of them. I looked through, and there's a glaring omission here of all the things. I mean, they even mention heavy metals like cadmium. But you know what's missing from this list?
Mercury.
How could they they mentioned chromium 6, which is not the form of chromium we recommended as a dietary supplement. We know the whole food chromium. But they don't mention mercury.
They don't mention mercury.
That's not an accident that could happen. And by the way, there's actually a documentary film. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it relates to the mercury. It's called Evidence of Harm. Mercury dental fillings are toxic. And it just got submitted for consideration for an Academy Award this year. So if you haven't seen Evidence of Harm, they're probably doing some showing somewhere near you. But there's a link. I'll give it to Super Don, and maybe he can put it out and blast it out there. Because more evidence of harm for mercury, and they don't even put it on a list of 116 carcinogenic agents. That's amazing.
It is amazing. Now, one that is in there is formaldehyde, number 73, which is in many vaccines. So, you know, that's one of the things that's in the vaccines that we know causes cancer. Mercury's in a lot of others. I suspect that was not an inadvertent omission.
Yeah.
But the one that I would just have to disagree with is the last one, number 116.
What is that?
Gamma radiation.
What do you mean gamma radiation? You like gamma radiation?
Gamma radiation creates incredible hulks. So... because I saw it on the Avengers or whatever that movie was called. Brianna and Bryce just love the cinematic universe. So I know that gamma radiation creates incredible hulks. So there.
So I'm going to have some Gamma Crunch Frosted Flakes tomorrow morning for my cereal.
And the Hulk's never had cancer.
The Hulk never got cancer. That's true. You got to give him the props for that.
He does have a stress and an anger issue, though.
Right. But not cancer at all. Theo, I'm going to ask you about that because you've got friends. You've even got some friends in the medical profession, some that are not as open as others. But, you know, on this cancer, did you turn your friends onto the cancer?
Of course. Of course. I sent it off in a bunch of different directions where, you know, conventional routes as well. Mm-hmm. And so far, you know, the feedback has been, wow, you know, it's straightforward. I knew that, you know, there was something like this, like Elliot, you know, one of my best friends. You know, he sent it out to, like, ER docs.
Is he still in the medical device field?
Well, he was working for DaVita.
Right.
Which is one of the largest dialysis companies out there.
Yeah.
And so we had long conversations about who they were.
Yeah.
But he's not with them anymore. But the series, Truth About Cancer, has been a huge awakening point for him because he went back to school for another master's. And now he's like, wow, I can't go back to conventional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
How do you unknow what I know?
I think that's the resistance, too, because your brother I talked to earlier, Theo, and he said he actually said he offered to pay for portions of the people who would buy the series who missed it just so they will watch it, and nobody took him up on it. And he knows people in very high places in the mainstream thought forms, and I think they were frightened to see this for that very reason because they don't want to be disillusioned.
It's not only that, you know, people have to really be handheld. Like, you know, I have other friends who literally had to sit down their father and go through the episode with them because it's always like, do I have time for this? Or what is this? Well, you know, give me a synopsis. And you can't. You have to go through the information.
You have to see it. Yeah.
And so, you know, people have to be held through the process, especially if you love them and you care for them. You're willing to go, you know, an extra yard.
Right. Strap them down and beat them. You will watch this.
Yeah, well, you know, and Theo, thanks for sharing, Theo. And it's really amazing that we have medical professionals that we're helping to wake up. But you're right. Once you know it, you can't unknow it. And once you've gone down the rabbit hole, you know, there's no turning back. And I think the thing is, one of the things that the series helps to do is just to wake people up that some of the things that are being done, many of the things that are being done today in the cancer industry just don't make sense. For instance, you know, in episode 2, we covered tamoxifen. Mm-hmm. So this is the most popular drug for breast cancer. But if you look at your list there, Robert, I just noticed number 108 on the 116 most cancer-causing things.
Yeah.
Tamoxifen. Tamoxifen's on the list.
It made the list, and mercury didn't. That's a shocker, actually.
Yeah, so the number one drug for treating cancer for breast cancer causes cancer.
Yeah.
But I bet they don't tell you that when they prescribe it for you.
Right. Aluminum, they said reducing aluminum, and it is about the other things that they're using, so they didn't actually say aluminum. Of course, we know of the neurological toxicity from Professor Chris Exley, but this is absolutely amazing what they list here, and a lot of it is, you know, a lot of it's wrong, just plain wrong, not clear. So that's why we got to keep doing this, because we got to keep counteracting the bad information that's out there.
I don't see hemp on the list.
Thankfully, they acknowledge that hemp does not cause cancer. It cures
it. Yeah, but if you do use hemp, though, in New York State, you've got to do some extra schooling, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, in New York, they want to do some extra training for doctors who actually have the audacity to do what?
Yeah.
Okay pot for patients.
Yeah, and so if they authorize medical marijuana, the doctors now are going to have to go through some additional schooling. I guess they're trying to brainwash them in the schooling to maybe not make them so susceptible to prescribing marijuana for the patients that need it. You know, maybe they're going to try to put them through some indoctrination in these courses so that they don't feel quite so easy about prescribing this.
Yeah, how do we reprogram these doctors who are daring to step out the pharmaceutical synthetic FDA-approved drug box? And, you know, this, you know, kind of reminds me of those doctors who had the audacity, for instance, to say, I'm going to provide medical exemptions for these kids. And the moment they do, they get on a list and they are very quickly visited and told, you shall not continue this or your license is in jeopardy. And this is the way they control it.
And one of the interesting things in this article, it says only one other drug is, and I dispute that pot's a drug. It's a plant. But only one other drug is subject to a similar training requirement, and that's a potent narcotic used to treat opiate addiction. So this is peculiar that they don't have to go to school or additional schooling for any other drugs they're prescribing, but they have to for the hemp plant. The plant. Yeah. It's a plant.
It's like equating it with methadone. Come on, that's not even the same thing.
No.
Unbelievable. But that's, you know, that's the world we're living in still, where I talked to a group today, and, you know, I talked to them. I always like to bring up the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, which doesn't grant us any rights, but it limits the rights of government. They don't have rights, they have privileges, but the enumerated power is not specifically granted to the federal government, along the states or the people, respectively. And we've been using it in this country for weed, for the freedom to use cannabis, 23 states plus the District of Columbia and growing. And yet, I don't think we've gotten wind of the real power of that 10th Amendment and how we can nullify the FDA on these issues about natural medicine. And that's something that has to be an evolution of our understanding of the power of the 10th Amendment and nullification.
Well, I think it's all part of this awakening process. And part of a Facebook message that Charlene just got today, it regards a lady. I think she's some kind of a medical practitioner, and she said that she's had her license suspended now because she used medical marijuana to cure one of her patients from cancer. And now she has her license suspended. So now we're in this bizarro world that Dr. Buttar so eloquently put it in the Quest, where if you use the standard protocol and the patient dies, it's okay because you use the protocol. But if you cure them with something that's not approved, you're in trouble. And that's just – medicine is completely backwards when it comes to cancer, if that's the case. And that is where we sit today in the cancer industry. If you cure somebody with an unapproved treatment, it doesn't matter that they are alive. It doesn't matter that their kids get to see them, you know, when they're growing up. It doesn't matter they get to see their grandkids. You're in trouble because that treatment wasn't approved by the Fear and Death Administration.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. What planet do we live on? Sometimes I wonder.
So much for do no harm.
Do no harm? Yeah, no. We've lost that the moment we get the license, I guess. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I've argued against licensure. I mean, it's not because I consider myself liberty-leaning. It's just because I don't want, you know, once you've gone through medical school, even if I disagree with your training, I think you should be, you graduated, you passed, whatever. If you want to get a board certification, fine. But to have the state license you, something that you're already, let's say, qualified to do, or then even licensed naturopaths or licensed chiropractors. I mean, it just annoys me to no end that people think that licensure protects the public. It protects the economic self-interest of a small group, specific group, that have a shared economic goal and do a similar thing. And mm-hmm. it is, and it's being used to control doctors who want to do the right thing. It limits them. And that, you know, that's wrong.
Yeah, the licensure is wrong, and this approval process for using these experimental type of treatments that we saw in a Global Quest, Dr. Labat, if you remember, the Argentinian doctor that was has learned the Brzezinski method. If you remember him sharing about filling out the paperwork for these IND applications yeah. and being put on hold, and so the children are dying because they don't have access to the treatments because of a bunch yeah. of bureaucracy.
Yeah, on the federal level. And Jonathan Ebor yeah. has fought that as well yeah. on the federal level. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got a couple of interesting stories. One about having kids say I'm sorry might be sending the wrong message. Huh? What's that all about? And a church that is being fined if it wants to continue worshiping? Wow, we got some weird stuff going on. We're going to cover it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, links are up in the show notes at robertscavell.com. Linking through to all the wonderful things that we need to link to, including the truth about cancer, a global quest. Never too late. You know, as he said, Ty's keeping up the first episode so you can watch it. And that basis alone can transform the hearts and minds of folks that don't realize how we got here. So, TMB, thanks for keeping that up for everybody to watch.
Hey, no problem. We want people to watch it. We want people to share it and just spread it, because that's the way that people learn, is through waking up. And I honestly can't think of a better way to wake them up to the cancer industry than letting them see episode one.
Yeah, excellent. Now, we go into the First Amendment. We talk about freedom of expression, freedom of religion. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Important cornerstone, because the people that founded this country came because they were fleeing religious persecution, among mm-hmm. other forms of persecution. And yet, in California, city of Oakland is now ordering a church to pay $3,500 plus $500 per day in order to continue worshiping. And I just find this just to be astonishing. It's all about your singing too loud. Your gospel music is too loud.
I mean, didn't we always hear it's, you want to just make a joyful noise? So now this church is getting fined for singing too loud.
Right.
But I guarantee you that the hoodlums that are on the corner are making more racket, but they're not going to get touched. So this is an instance of a church being targeted, I guarantee you.
Yeah, and if you think about California, again, we've talked about the liberal left have abandoned the religion of their youth. That's fine. They have the freedom to do that, but they've adopted a religion, but they won't acknowledge it as such, and that religion is scientism, sci-fiantism, the religion of science, where they, you know, worship at the altar of modern medicine. They sacrifice children at the church's subdivision of vaccinology, and the needles are these sacrament, if you will, and they mandate participation in it in violation of the First Amendment, yet I don't know that anybody's challenging them on that basis that what they're promoting is a religion.
Well, you know what? It is a religion, isn't it? It's actually, if you're talking about what I think you're talking about, it's an anti-religion that they're promoting at this point.
Yeah, but with right? their religion of science that they're pretending is not a religion.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's they'll act like that. You know, for instance, you know, I'm going to step on some toes here, but if you're an evolutionist, that's a religion. That's your religion.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order to be, I covered this in The Truth About Cancer, in order to be follow the scientific method, we've got to have something to be reproducible. Perhaps you've heard of that part of the scientific
yes.
method, right?
Yes.
Well, you can't reproduce creation or evolution. So they're both believed on faith. Therefore, they're both religions.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
They worship Darwin in this case. Here's another case. If we talk about our kids, right? We're both parents. Super Don, your parent. Theo, I don't know if you're going to be a parent anytime soon.
Someday.
Not that you know of. All right.
Still practicing.
They say apologizing. Maybe not a good thing. Don't force your kid to say, I'm sorry. Maybe sending the wrong message. I'm thinking, what's wrong with saying you're sorry if you do something, if you screw up? What's wrong with that?
Well, I think in the article, and who knows what the real meaning behind this is, but they're saying if you force the kids to say they're sorry, then it's not really good because maybe they're really not sorry. They're just saying it. And so they don't have heartfelt apologies. They're just,
right.
It's a forced apology.
Yeah.
So whatever.
I don't know. I mean, what do? We just strap them to the roof until they're really sorry.
You know, you just hang them by their thumbnails, you know, and that's it. And then they're sorry.
They'll get really sorry really fast.
Yeah, I understand that you saying I'm sorry doesn't mean they're sorry. And, you know, you can say something. You can say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't sound like you love me, honey, right? And so there may not be any heartfelt conviction behind it. But, hey, it beats, you know, saying I'd love to hurt you again, sister
right.
or brother. Yeah, make them say they're sorry. There's nothing wrong with that.
Let's say fake it until you make it sometimes.
Fake it until you make it.
They're saying that mainly that forced apologies don't really change behavior in children or adults and only make the child feel shameful and angry. But I think as parents, you know, don't we kind of do a little bit more than just say you're sorry? It's like, do you know why you need to apologize here, right? And of course, at certain ages, they don't really get it totally. But as they develop their intellectual curiosity, they'll get it. But I think it is a matter of not just say you're sorry, but, you know, what did you do? You know, and then help them to understand it. And I think that's the completion here, perhaps. That's what they're looking for.
That's the touchdown right here, buddy. That was the completion and the touchdown.
Nice. Touchdown, TMB. Way to go, outside the box. Super Don, thank you. Daniel on the board, thank you. Theo, thanks for dropping by and lending us your couch.
Great to be a part of it.
Awesome.
Fellas.
Yeah, well, we've got lots more to do. Tampa tomorrow, Abby's Health and Nutrition. Come see me. Jonathan Emord hosts the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Why? Because the power to heal
is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.